Welcome to Cannabis Health Radio, a podcast where we share stories from people around the world who are using cannabis as medicine. The information is meant to raise awareness about the health benefits of cannabis, but should not be taken as medical advice. Now, here are your hosts, Ian Jessup and Corey Yelland.
And welcome to another episode of Cannabis Health Radio. I'm Ian Jessup.
And I'm Corey Yelland.
And just right off the top, we'd like to say if you'd like to contribute to Cannabis Health Radio, you can do so. You can make a one-time contribution, or you can contribute on a monthly basis by going to Patreon, and you can do that on our website. Now, there are three ways cancer spreads in the body: through tissue, the lymph system, and the blood. Our guest today was diagnosed with stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is a blood cancer that starts in the lymphatic system. And joining us is Mike Brady of Ontario, Canada, who's here to tell his story. Mike, thanks for doing this. We greatly appreciate you reaching out to us.
Well, I'm glad to do this.
Mike, when were you first diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in January of last year.
January of 2019.
Yeah. I started my first cycle of chemo on February 28th.
Okay. And what were some of your symptoms prior to your diagnosis?
In the fall, I thought I was injured working in Bermuda years ago. I was hit by a small truck and I had back issues. And I thought I was just developing a new back issue. Mm-hmm. And I was constipated last fall. And that went on for a couple weeks and went to emergency three times. And they missed it, that I had cancer, that it was my lymph nodes that were swollen. And that was causing the problems. And then it was about a month and a half, closer to December that I went to my family doctor, and that's when they did some tests, and they had to do some other tests and found out that my lymph system was, there's three lymph nodes in my back that were pushing against my spine and that were quite enlarged.
Now, when a doctor tells you that you've got stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma, what goes through your mind?
Honestly, what was going through my mind was that I'm going to beat this.
Good for you. Mm-hmm.
I didn't get down about it. I just wanted to focus on, this is the fight of my life now, and I've got to do this right. So I guess I was just graced with just a positive attitude towards it. And that carried on throughout. I didn't get depressed. I didn't get down about it. I just kept one foot in front of the other, pretty much.
Mike, was there any involvement in any other part of your body, or just those nodes pushing on your spine?
Well, they told me I had a 15 square mass in my abdomen.
15 centimeter mass. Yeah.
Yeah. And I had a couple spots on my lungs.
Okay.
Boy, that's a lot to take in. I mean, I think your attitude is just absolutely remarkable, saying you're going to beat this. Most people would feel defeated, and I suspect most people would feel defeated.
Well, I think the first reaction is fear. Oh my God, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
For a lot of people.
Well, once I had my lymph nodes, I forget which.
Biopsied?
A biopsy on it. That doctor asked me if I wanted to ask him any questions, and I said, oh, am I allowed to? I said, I don't know. And then he came back and he really wanted to talk to me. And I said, well, what do you think it is? Why don't you just tell me? And he goes, you have cancer for sure. And I said, well, geez, what can I do? And I was laying in bed waiting to be released from this test. And I got on the internet and started searching everything I could about the cure for cancer. And I had run across earlier about Rick Simpson oil. And I figured, you know, and I had, I've heard different things how cannabis oil had helped people. And I figured, well, you know, that's what I'm going to use. So.
Did you use cannabis when you were younger?
I did. And
that's not saying you're older now, but when you were younger.
Yeah. More of a party thing. And then when I had an accident in Bermuda working, I was hit by a small truck. And when I got back into Canada, my clavicle was dislocated and my back was buggered up and my neck was injured. And my doctor started me on Oxy-70s, and I tried one of those, and I figured, holy cow, there's no way I'm going to be able to function on this stuff. And so I started smoking more marijuana, and I found that it gave me relief. I didn't know about the oil end of it and all that. It wasn't over the net then, but that was giving me relief from my pain. Not that it took it away, but it gave me enough that I could function. And so that I had used that medically like 10 years ago. And then after I talked to the fella that did the biopsy on my lymph nodes, there's a friend that I know that made me some oil, and I started doing the oil right away. And people were noticing, holy cow, you've got energy. Like, I didn't have energy for years. I drank a lot of energy drinks because I had no energy. And I really believe that the energy drinks fed my cancer. Because when I'd be at home, I'd sometimes be in bed for a week or so because my back was all jacked up. And I wouldn't be drinking the energy drink because I wasn't working. And everything would subside. And then the closer I got to, I could feel when I was drinking these drinks, now that I know where the lymph nodes were, that it was, I could feel them kind of feeding off it, really.
Interesting.
Yeah, just, so when I didn't drink them, I didn't feel bad. So I thought it was just I developed something else, but then they did find out that I had cancer.
No, you're diagnosed with cancer. What does the doctor tell you that your treatment options are?
Well, they wanted, I ended up on chemo, and they wanted to do some radiation. But I was on CHOP-R chemo.
R-CHOP.
R-CHOP. Yeah, it's horrendous, man. I was feeling really good before I started that. Actually.
Yeah, R-CHOP, just for listeners who aren't familiar, is a combination of five different chemotherapy drugs, all in one. It's quite the cocktail.
Yeah, and I asked my doctor, will I be able to work? Because I'm feeling pretty good right now. And they said, oh, there's a good possibility. Well, after that first treatment of chemo, I was sick for 4 days. I lost 20 more pounds. I had started at 220 in the fall, and after my first chemo, I was 150 pounds. My wife thought, my family thought I was dying, and I was so weak I couldn't pick up a cell phone. It was just unbelievable.
You were on oil when you did that?
I was, but I wasn't taking it when I was deathly ill there for about a week.
So you lost 70 pounds on chemo.
70 pounds.
You were just wasting away.
Yeah, I looked like a bag of bones.
Wow. Now, How long were you on chemo?
I went through 6 rounds, so that was 18 weeks.
So was it successful? Whatever they deemed successful as?
It was. I started taking the oil again after that first week of sickness, and the energy started coming back. I felt like getting up and moving around, and I started making food for myself as much as I could. My family was making everything before that, and things started really turning around, ingesting the oil. After my third session of chemo, they did a CT scan on me, and my mass had gone down over 50%.
Did you tell them you were on oil?
They asked me, are you doing anything naturally? And I did tell them originally that I was using marijuana. I don't know if I said I was using oil or not. I did tell them I was using a couple grams of weed. And keeping my focus, I didn't want to be kicked off of being helped by them, because I did hear that. I don't know if that was American people that were sharing that, but I didn't want to be kicked out of the program, just in case it wasn't part of the protocol or whatever. But
so after the first week,
I just knew I was going in the right direction, because it had subsided over 50%.
So after the first week, you lost 20 pounds. Then after that, you started taking the cannabis oil.
Right.
Even though you still lost more weight, but you started to feel better. Do I have that correct?
That's correct.
How much were you doing, Mike? How much cannabis oil were you doing a day?
It ended up being about a half a gram.
Mm-hmm. Were you doing it all orally, or did you do some via suppository, and did you do it more than once a day?
It was a couple times a day, and if I didn't think I had enough to get me to the next time when I could get some oil, I would space it out, so I did it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And, I started taking it on a... I had some Rick Simpson oil I bought from a dispensary, and I was putting it on a banana and eating it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided, the fellow that made some oil for me, it was honey oil, and I would just take two tenths of a gram, I guess, it around there. And I would just put it under my tongue and let it melt away.
Mm. Did you get high?
I felt high the first couple times I did it orally. But after that, I think your body adjusts to it.
Yeah, you definitely build up a tolerance, that's for sure.
Yeah. But so, I didn't feel high after that.
Mike, when you were discussing treatment options with your doctor, did they feel that your treatment was going to be successful and they'd be able to eradicate the cancer, or were they essentially buying you some time?
They wouldn't give me a percentage of what my likelihood would be to come out the other end of this.
Mm, okay.
So...
You know, so I have a family...
I just said, hey, am I going to live?
I have a family member who went through the identical thing as you, complete with the staging. And I got to tell you that it made all the difference in the world to him to be on cannabis oil in conjunction with the chemo. He absolutely flew through it. In fact, the doctors were astounded with his blood results, etc. I said, never seen anything like it. So it truly does make a difference in any kind of cancer if people choose to do chemo, if they do it in conjunction with chemotherapy, or if they do it in conjunction with cannabis oil. They come through it far better by a country mile, not only in the severity of the side effects, but also in how effective the chemo is.
Yeah, I totally believe that, because when I'd be receiving my chemo, like, everybody was having problems around me. Right. I was thinking, holy cow, like, I'm so grateful that this hasn't happened to me. And
yeah,
but there was quite a few side effects I'm still dealing with. But
mm-hmm. Well,
if it wasn't for that, it really gave me hope.
Yeah. You well, know, chemotherapy is the gift. That, go ahead.
Yeah, it keeps on giving.
It keeps on giving. Yeah. What gave you hope? Sorry, well, I only caught part of that.
Well, just knowing that people were cured and helped with the cannabis, and I knew in my own life how it had helped me with my own pain through an accident. Mm-hmm. I just wish I would have been more into the oil part of it back then. I probably would have healed up a lot quicker.
Yeah. Are you what they consider cancer-free now, Mike?
Yeah, I was in a total remission on July 2nd.
Wow, so basically, what, 7 months?
Actually,
or less?
About 4 months.
Wow.
Yeah, four months after you started.
It was the end of February, right. Okay.
Yeah, but 7 months after diagnosis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You were clear, yeah. So you continue to take a maintenance dose, Mike?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yep, just, and that's helped me. I was, after that first round there, and I think this is what the oil helped me with, is that I developed neuropathy in mm-hmm. my feet. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of broken blood vessels in the bottom of my feet. And they're all gone now.
Yeah. 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 That's oil's very good with peripheral neuropathy. Up. Yes. What other, you know, you were saying that you're still suffering side effects. What are the other side effects you've got?
My brain, kind of some brain fog.
Oh, chemo brain. Yeah.
Yeah, and nausea, extreme nausea.
Mm. You know, Mike, for that nausea, might I suggest you smoke some cannabis? Because it's instantaneous as far as getting relief from that, and I think it's more effective, a more effective way of using cannabis when it comes to nausea.
Well, that's...
So maybe that on top of what you're doing oil-wise.
Definitely, I'll definitely try that out.
How much oil are you doing now, Mike?
I'm still about a half a gram a day.
Good, good. I think I would be tempted to stay at that level while you've got all these lingering after reminders, shall we call them.
Definitely, and it doesn't, like, I don't know how it can harm you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the only thing it could do, and I don't feel impaired by ingesting it at all. So,
no. What was your family's reaction to you doing the oil, Mike? Or did they know you were doing it?
My wife didn't until she didn't know I was doing oil before my chemo started. I thought I told her, but.
That was your big mistake, Mike. You always tell your wife everything.
Yeah. But there's no bad reaction to that at all.
It just made
sense to me.
Yeah,
and I shared with everybody what was going on, and how it was affecting other people.
Did you get any negative response from people who know that you were taking oil?
No, but what I don't understand is people that I run into with cancer now, and I tell them, well, you know, I was doing cannabis oil and while I was going through my chemo, and I think that's what really, really ended up healing me in the end. And they just don't want to try it for some reason. They don't like the way it makes them feel or...
You know what? I think I've been thinking about this. You know, doing this podcast has really opened my eyes about cannabis. And I think the people who are reluctant to do it are those people who don't want to take their own health into their own hands and turn their health issues over to a doctor and say, doctor, fix me. And I think people like you, people like Corey, who... say, no, I'm going to do this myself. And Corey, would you agree or disagree?
Oh, I think I'd agree, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because doctors aren't educated about the endocannabinoid system, or they're not educated with respect to cannabis, and they think pharmaceutical drugs are the only thing that are going to make people well. And we have cannabis in our system for a reason, because it makes us healthy. And we don't have Lipitor in our system. It's not going to make us healthy. We don't have chemo in our system because it's not going to make us healthy. Tell me the time when the doctor said to you, Mike, you're all clear. What was that like for you?
Oh, it was... I was so grateful and thankful and just... I was ecstatic within myself that we did it.
Yeah, we did.
It's gone.
Yeah.
You know, it is a big, bad thing.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that it's a natural part of who we are, too.
Mm-hmm.
That it's just something that's always been around, and now it's almost weaponized that everybody's got it, or every other person. And I just, it was just an unbelievable feeling.
Now, did you meet any other people who were in the chemo trial? I don't want to say trial, but who took chemo with you, who had similar issues, who didn't pull through?
No, I didn't. I was just kind of in and out where I was at, and there was different people all the time, and in the.
Yeah, it's but a bit of a meat market.
Bit of a meat market, yeah. But you were thriving, others weren't thriving. Now, the brain fog you have, you talked about the peripheral neuropathy earlier. The brain fog, is that improving at all?
Yeah, everything, I'm getting a little better all the time. My energy is, it's like the first time I've had energy in years. I probably had cancer for quite a long time before it was diagnosed, but my energy's up, my brain fog's a lot better. It's a process in motion.
I'd keep up on the oil, definitely.
Oh, definitely.
You don't know this yet, Mike, but we've entered you in the Boston Marathon. So keep your energy up.
I gotta say, I was on the treadmill today, and I was able to do a little bit of jogging on it, and I haven't been able to run for years because my energy level was so low.
Well, good on you.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, so.
Now, can you...
They wanted me to go through radiation after they gave me a total remission, and I declined on it because I just...
What was their reasoning behind that, Mike?
Well, it was just to ensure that cancer in my stomach wouldn't come back again.
Just in case, yeah. And if not, we'll create some by radiating.
Yeah. And I had listened to, I don't know how many people, and read, even in the lymphoma binder that I had, all the terrible side effects from radiation that could happen, and radiation's permanent. It doesn't come back.
Yeah, Corey's got the most horrific story about radiation when they talk to her about it.
Oh, but yeah.
Are you familiar with Corey's story?
Yes, I did hear that. That's what I was thinking. Holy cow. Like, I'm glad I heard it because that was amazing.
Yeah, but I mean...
What they wanted to do... To you, is it, Corey?
Yeah, that's what they wanted to do.
Close your orifices, but to burn your pubic bone, but we can take care of that.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Holy
unbelievable,
cow.
Eh?
It is, yeah.
Well, Mike, it's fabulous that you're cancer-free now, and your family obviously is very pleased the fact that you took cannabis oil. And even though you didn't tell your wife, is she still with you?
Oh, yeah. I ended up telling her later.
Yeah.
Mike, can I just ask you, did you change your diet in any way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really changed my diet. I ate a lot of fruits and vegetables. I ate broccoli, onions, garlic, peppers. I was taking all kinds of supplements. I took something called apricot kernels.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with them, Corey?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I was taking
B17.
Yeah. Yeah, that I heard of somebody that was cured with that alone in their chemo. And I was having a glass of baking soda with water every morning to bring down bring up my pH.
Right.
And I was staying away from refined sugar. I usually just use the unpasteurized honey for anything sweet.
When was the last time you had an energy drink, Mike?
In the fall when I was sick. That was it.
Well, I find that a really...
Because I knew they were killing me. I felt that this is going to kill me if I keep drinking this stuff.
Yeah. I find that fascinating how you intuitively knew that drinking that stuff was killing you with your back issue.
Yeah, and I was eating pretty well at the time and drinking a lot of lemon water and I think anything good I put in my body was nullified by those drinks.
Mm-hmm.
It just, and I didn't have one a day. It'd be 2 to 4 to 6 a day, and that went on for years.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, there's a lot of caffeine in those.
Yeah.
You were wired.
And in the end, I think it was more of a psychological addiction to it because it never really got me any more energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it'd be the reverse, but I know that's what I, looking back on it, that was really feeding the cancer for sure.
Mike, it's so good that you reached out to us to tell your story and that you're healthy and you're cancer free. And as a result of chemo, you're going to keep working on that and keep taking your oil. And anything you want to say in conclusion?
I would say just be single-minded about taking on cancer. You know, be focused, you know, don't waver and eat good stuff. And don't be afraid to use cannabis. You won't even know you're using it after a while. You know, it's not going to be all psychoactive or all the other things that they say about it. It really works.
That's great.
It really works.
And don't forget to smoke a joint occasionally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You...
It's all good. Like, it's...
I mean, it's not going to hurt you. It's bizarre, isn't it, in this country where cannabis is now legal, that somehow something that has never harmed anyone is demonized more than alcohol and tobacco.
Well, it could help too many things, eh?
That's right, yeah.
Like, it takes Big Pharma out of the picture.
It erodes their profits.
it's a money making machine, this cancer thing. Holy cow.
Yeah. Mike, good to talk to you. I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, and thank you very much for what you guys do. It gave me all the hope I needed to get through it.
Awesome, Mike. It's a pleasure, or it has been a pleasure speaking with you. Take care.
Okay, thanks very much. Bye bye.
We thank you for listening to Cannabis Health Radio, and you can like us on Facebook. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, and we greatly appreciate it because the more people that listen, the more interest there is in Cannabis Health Radio, and we can get some sponsors and we can expand what we do, and we greatly appreciate it. And that's another edition of Cannabis Health Radio. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Cannabis Health Radio. For more information and to search previous podcasts, visit our website, cannabishealthradio.com. Subscribe so you don't miss new episodes. And follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This podcast is made possible by donations from our listeners. If you found the information helpful, please consider making a donation in any amount through our website. You can also help us share our message by leaving a review on your podcast listening platform. We are very grateful for your support. Thank you.